Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your boy Roberto, and of course, this is the Mighty Black Hand Podcast. Coming live and direct from Kansas City, Missouri, my hometown. Hope everybody had a good night tonight. It's been pretty chilly and kind of icy here in OKC, but it comes with the winter, and I'll be glad when it's over. As with pretty much everybody else is thinking the same thing. Unless you're just a rich person that likes to go to Aspen and ski all the time, then this weather's right up your alley. Everybody else, yeah, better not do it. Anyway, tonight I'm going to talk about something we all have to do. Some of us do it with no problem. Some of us have a problem doing it, but they do it anyway. And then there's some that don't do it at all. They just figure, let the government come after me. And they do. And that is your taxes. Well, I guess. Getting your W-2s from whatever job you had that over the year, and get to put them into a computer and type up how much you're getting or not getting, and how much you're getting from the federal, how much you're getting from the state, yada, yada, yada. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. Well, this tax season, as with everything that's happened in the last year, is now different. Now, I today filed my taxes. I will not say how much they are, how much I'm getting. Doesn't matter. What really matters is that I cannot file my state taxes until they give me the go ahead to do so. Don't ask me why again. Maybe it has something to do with the stimulus that we got earlier this year or last year, or the one that we were supposed to be getting sometime in the near future. Either way, I can't do it. And until they give me the go ahead, I can't file my taxes. Ain't that great? It's awesome. But see, what it is that since this COVID-19 showed up on our shores last March, it has pretty much ruined or messed up every single thing that we do. We can't go to a restaurant and order a certain thing because they're not selling it because of the shortage from the COVID-19. You can't walk into a store or a mall or anything without looking like you're about to rob the place. Stocks are up and down like a damn yo-yo. Evictions are up to sky high, and so is homelessness, and so on and so forth. So taxes should not be too much of a big surprise. But what really grabs me about this whole tax season, and hell, this whole year period, is that even though people are losing their jobs left and right because of this COVID-19, because their job is not what they call a remote job that you can do from home, only a few people can do that, then you just lose your job. And they expect you to still pay every bill that you have, even though you have no money. And they expect you to pay your taxes every year. But this year, half the people that are paying them probably lost their jobs because of this whole damn virus thing. And it's a very, very tricky thing, you know. Now, during the other ass wipes administration, he did everything in his world to make himself look like Daddy Warbucks. But it kind of backfired with everything he did. So now we're sitting here with our taxes and we're filing them, and however many W-2s you get this year, whether you have one job or five or six or whatever. And, you know, some of our people are not getting back very much, if at all. Now me, on the other hand, I'm pretty sure that I won't be getting all mine, or me or my wife's, for that matter. Being is that because I pay child support. Now, I'm not late or anything, but child support doesn't give a shit. Child support will take whatever the hell you got on the table just to keep their quota stat. You miss one, then you are the scum of the earth. You're a deadbeat. You don't give a damn. And so on and so forth. So, I'm up to current, knock on wood, but they still will probably take it from me because it's me. They don't give a shit. As with anything that's pertains to the government, because government's got to get theirs before you get yours. Now, for the chosen few that do actually get their full refund back, whether it be $1,000 or above, now, they are a different story. Now, over the past year, I've noticed a lot of people with paper tags. And some are freshly new, because they got a new card and haven't got a register yet. And then there's some that last around about the last 2 years. I seen a paper tag the other day that was from 2019. 2019. That was 2 fucking years ago. That was before COVID. That was before any damn thing. But they're driving around in their brand new cars. Probably ain't got no damn insurance to go with it. And they're driving around on 2 year paper tags. What in the hell is wrong with people? You get into an accident. You hit somebody. Somebody hits you. Whatever. How in the hell are you going to explain that shit? Yeah, COVID started in 2020. 2019, it wasn't even on the map yet. It wasn't even in this country or anything else. We're still talking about it in the past tense. But now that it's here, you got 2 year old tags on your car. Now, any smart person, like myself, would take the money that we get for our refund and pay to get our fucking tags on our car. I've done it a million damn times, with little money or a lot of money, because I am not going to get pulled over by no damn cop unless they just don't like black people. Or whatever. Not for speeding, not for having empty tags, none of that shit. So when I see somebody driving a brand new car, but they got rims on them, and they got the system going, they got the tinted windows, they got the windows down, blasting their music and everything, but you got fucking paper tags from 2019 on them, then you need to have your ass arrested. And that's for anybody. Because, yeah, COVID has messed up our program. It messed up our routines. You can't just walk into the DMV and stand there for like 3 or 4 hours waiting for somebody to help you get your fucking tags. The one that's up the street from my house, I had to stand outside my truck until they called me. No bullshit. But I got both my truck and my wife's car tagged till next year. Or till whatever. Okay? So, that's why I don't understand. You can afford the car that you get with your tax money, but you can't take the half of the tax money to quit get your fucking tags for the car? Come on, really, seriously? Insurance for the car? It's a car. It's not a toy. You can't put it in the closet and close the door and say, oh, okay, I'll just play with it next week. No. Cars are used for everyday life. Basically going to work, taking kids to school, picking up groceries, maybe you can go to a club or two. But if you got tags in your car that date back to 2019 or later than that, I've seen some of those too, you need to take your ass to the DMV and get it registered. Because I get tired of seeing paper tags flying off people's cars and they're doing 100 miles an hour down the goddamn highway, almost killing some damn body. And it's there's no excuse for it. This is tax season, okay? People that have taken their taxes and done little stuff like, you know, buy a PS5 or buy a bigger TV for the house or sound system for the house or stereo or something like that, MP3 players, wherever the hell they sell these days. But if you're going to go out and get a car from one of these little used-in-the-bucket used car dealerships and paying on and everything else, then you need to take your crazy ass down to the DMV and get your fucking tags. Don't be acting like, well, it's COVID. Wear a fucking mask. You'll be fine. But I have seen, since I've been back in Kansas City, at least 1,000 over-expired tags on people's cars. Some dating as far back as last April on their fucking cars. And yeah, they made an extension to people because right when this damn COVID thing hit, things were pushed back a lot. So going to the DMV earlier in this damn COVID crisis, you know, you couldn't do it. So they gave you extension on your tags. Yeah, you can keep your tags for another 30, 40 days, 60 days or whatever like that until we can actually get this stuff resolved so you can get your tags done. But see, people took that as, oh, okay, you can go ahead and drive around like a fucking idiot and run into the back of somebody's car or kill somebody or whatever like that, because you ain't got to get your tax until 60 days from now. And they take that shit to heart. And it's not just poor people. I seen a lady the other day, a couple days ago, driving a 2021 Mercedes. Not 20, 21. And she had paper tags from last fucking year. And I'm not meaning like December or, you know, November. I'm talking about September on her car. And they're only 3 days. So how in the hell did she get a tag like for 2021 before 21 was even here? But she's rich. She has a Mercedes. So she could probably afford that. But there's still no damn excuse not to get some tags on your damn car. It's your car. Do you want to get pulled over by the damn cops and ask for your funding? Where's your tags at? And everything. Oh, well, you know, they're back at the house with the money and the dope. No. Take your monkey ass down to the damn DMV and get the damn things tagged and registered. And whatever you do. Oh, man. Do not take somebody else's tag off their car and put it on yours. Because that's equally stupid as hell. Because if a cop gets behind you, for whatever what reason, he can be just right behind you just randomly, and he just decides, hey, I'm gonna run this tag in front of me, and it comes back, you're driving like a bucket Cadillac, rust every damn where, got windows busted out, got 3 or 4 different doors handling on and everything, stuff like that, but your tag goes back to a Dodge Charger, you are going to get pulled over. You are going to get a ticket. You will probably get chastised by the police officer himself. Because some people, and I'm not saying everybody, I'm saying that some people just are that fucking lazy. They don't want to go down to the DMV and stand in line. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Too fucking bad. Take your damn tax money and go to the DMV and get your shit tagged. So then you ain't going to worry about nothing. You get pulled over, oh well, just because you're speeding. Or maybe because you're too dark, whatever. But if you got paper tags that are 60 or 70 or 80 days old, you are going to get pulled over. Because 9 times out of 10, you probably don't have insurance either. And that's what tax day and season is. Yeah, you work all damn year, how many jobs you have, to get your W-2 to register it so they can take their money, and then you get a refund for it. However much it is. And then all that stuff that you were trying to get during last year that you can do now when you get the W-2, that's great. If you got your car tagged and everything else, that's awesome. You can do whatever the fuck you want to do with it. You can go to Aldi's and just buy them the fuck out. As long as you wear a mask. But if you were driving around in a car that you bought with this tax money, or should I say wasted on this car with your tax money, and you decide that instead of doing the right thing and going down to the DMV on Monday and standing them horrendous lines, even though you probably don't have to because of COVID, and getting your tags registered and everything else, what you rather do is go buy some damn rims for your car. Don't put some rims in this movie. Why? You can get rims whenever the fuck you feel like it. After you get the car tag. And me and my wife have got this thing now. Every time we see a paper tag, we have to see what date is on it. And sometimes we get really surprised. Sometimes it's just like, damn, that is a long damn time. And we've seen tags from like 2 or 3 years ago on some people's cars. Yes, 2018. So some people just don't want to fucking do it. They didn't want to take the money that they worked all year long and got a refund for to go put tags on their car that cost like $600 or $700, depending on what kind of car you have. Now, me and my wife, we have 2 senior citizen trucks and cars. Mine's a 98. Hers is a 03. And I registered mine, and it didn't cost but $50. Okay? So, I was cool. I was like, shit, man, all right. My wife's car was less than that. So, depending on what you're riding, and depending what you got, what kind of, you know, if it's a sports car or whatever like that, you still need to take your ass to the DMV and get it registered. Stop making a damn drama out of it. Yeah, you don't want to lose your damn money. Who the fuck does? I sure the hell don't. But it's something I had to do. And it paid all the other bills in your house. Your light bill, your gas bill, your electric bill, and everything else. Stop being so goddamn stingy. You know the shit's about to be turned off. You know your telephone's about to be cut off, or your smartphone, wherever the hell you own. You know that you need gas in your house so you can get the car house warm so you won't freeze to death. Pay your fucking debt. Pay your money. Pay your bills. Yeah, I hate doing it too. I got extras. So yeah, you're damn right I don't want to do that. But it's something that you have to do if you want to survive, especially this time of year. So, it's a pet peeve of mine. I have been, I've been doing my own taxes since 2012. I started in Nebraska, and I got on, you know, Credit Karma Tax, which they do it for free, and I've been doing it on there ever since. And quite frankly, and you'll find this very extremely funny or just like, what the hell, but I don't mind doing my taxes. I feel like I've accomplished something when I do my taxes. That means that the IRS has nothing else fucking to do to say with me besides thank you for paying your taxes. Unless they just feel like they got a high hair in their ass. But then some people don't even do that. There are people that do not pay taxes at all, period. And then the IRS comes out and asks to pay the taxes that they never paid. And they want to get a damn, they want to, you know, get mad about it. Don't get mad at damn IRS, get mad at yourself, because you're the one that should have paid these motherfuckers. And I got the perfect example of that. Red Fox, Mr. Sanford's son. Oh, this is a big one, Luce, big one. Yeah. Well, Mr. Fox, before he passed away, owed the IRS, and I quote, $3 million in pet bag taxes. $3 million. Do you fucking believe that shit? So, him being Red Fox, he thinks, no, I ain't gotta pay these taxes. I'm Red Fox, bitch. They came and took every fucking thing out of his house. He took his cars, his furniture, his jewelry, TVs, everything. The only thing he had left after they took all that shit was his dog and his house. That's it. The reason why he did Harlem Nights is because he did not have any damn money. And I know Eddie Murphy, you know, he loved Red Fox. He loved Richard Pryor. And he helped Red Fox by putting him in the movie. He don't want nobody knowing that shit, but it's true. And of course, Red Fox tried to do another show on CBS, and he ended up having a heart attack, which is what he died of. But he did not pay his taxes for, God, for boogoo years to get the $3 million. And the same thing with any celebrity. They think because they're celebrities, they, oh, hey, I'm a celebrity, I ain't gonna pay these damn taxes. Bullshit. They'll get you before they get anybody else. And some of these stars from the 70s, 60s, 70s, and, you know, they kind of dwindled in the 80s or whatever, they had tax problems and drug problems too, you know. So taxes will fuck you up if you don't pay them. And yeah, I don't like working all year just to give my half my money to the damn government, because they don't give a shit about me until I pay them anyway. And I know a lot of people out there that feel the same way. But there are some that just don't do it at all. And those are the ones that are fucking crazy. Because if you cannot pay them, either you can pay the taxes or do some jail time. Now, there is people that cheat on taxes. There's some that use taxes, you know, from other people to gain their own way and stuff like that. And there's some that just flat out say, fuck it, I'm not paying shit. And those are the ones that are broke now. Now, see, all these little young cats is out here that's, you know, rap stars and R&B stars and basketball stars, football stars, stuff like that. Oh yeah, being a celebrity is great. You know, slam dunk it and everybody loves you. Oh, hey, hey, you know, and stuff like that. But even you are not immune to the IRS. And the biggest one I could think of at the time was Kumo D, 1980s rap star. Didn't pay his taxes. Don't know how much it was, but after he paid them, you never heard from him again. He's out there, but, you know, not like he was. And Ron Isley, Mr. Isley Brothers, yeah, lead singer, yeah, didn't pay his taxes. And so on and so on and fucking so on. Hell, your ex-president, who I will not name, didn't pay his taxes for a while. So you see, no one's immune to the IRS. Everybody's the same. Everybody's on paper. And if you lived in this country longer than the doctor slapping you on your ass, you owe some fucking taxes. And that's the end of it. Now, I've done mine. I can't finish until my state tells me I can do them. But either way, I'm finished with them. I send them to the IRS. They send me a letter saying they got it and you're in approved for whatever hell you're getting back. End of story. But there are so many things you can do when you do get your refund back. If you got 4 or 5 flat screens in your house, you don't need another one. You really don't. I don't give a damn how big it is, how much they cost or whatever. I don't give a damn if you got the money right there in your pocket and you're looking at it. You do not need any more flat screens in your house. What are you going to do, put them in a fucking bathroom then? This ain't Walmart, okay? And then, if you're going to go out and buy a car, and you have to come up with a certain amount of money that just so happened that you got from your tax refund. If you do all that, make sure then, if any good used car lot, tells you that you need to get insurance, and if they don't say that shit, then they're shady as hell. Because the 2 cars I got from this one dealership, Auto Now in Independence, hey guys, how you doing? They did that to me twice, me and my wife. The first time I waited almost 8 hours. Second time, not even too far, about maybe 1 or 2. But the thing about it is, though, car lots cannot let you drive off in the car that you're getting without some insurance. Full coverage insurance, to be exact. So, while you're up here buying this luxurious car or Lincoln or Caddy or whatever else that you want to look good in while in the summer, you got a real sunroof and everything, that's great. That's awesome. But if you get this car and you get the insurance on this car and you drive off in this car with your paper tag, look at the damn paper tag. That gives you all the time in the world to get your fucking money together and take your ass to the DMV and get it done. That's all you gotta do. I don't give a damn if it's COVID, Black Plague, Ebola, I don't give a shit. There's no excuse for that. And it's giving people the wrong impression, especially children. Oh, mom and dad didn't get no tax for like 15 years. I can do the same thing. No, you can't. No, sir, I'm sorry. No, you can't. Because that's what the refund is for. To catch up on shit that you need to get fixed before everything gets shut off or your bill collectors keep calling your fucking house and everything else. Yeah, you don't want to part with the money. I understand that, unless it's something for your benefit. But it will bite you in the ass if you don't. Fair warning. Now, I know there are a lot of things I would like to do with my tax money, my refund. I would like to, maybe buy me a bigger TV. Who knows? Maybe I'd like to even buy me a PS5. Since they cost more than most people's tires anyway. Hell, I even want to take my wife out on a trip. Or to take her out to dinner one day. Because she deserves it. But the thing about it is, though, is that if you are that irresponsible that you cannot take your ass to a DMV, downtown, wherever the hell you live at, to get your tags done, then you shouldn't have got the refund in the first place. Because you're going to do the same shit you're doing now, only with money in your pocket. And some people are cheap like that. Well, no, I ain't going to pay my damn tax shit. I'm going to cost too much. You got the money in your fucking hand. Just do it. Now, not to be talking bad about my father, but my father, he paid his taxes. I'll give him that. But he got a settlement a long, long time ago for his back. I think I mentioned this before. It was a big one. And I signed for the check myself because I was out of school that day. I guess it was President's Day or something. And I told my dad. So my dad, of course, me and him jumped in the car and drove around the corner to the bank to cash his check. And automatically, my dad started looking at cars. he saw a Lincoln. He was like, oh, that's a nice looking car. Now, I must mind you, we had two cars at the time. There was one in the garage and one my dad was driving. And, you know, he could have done a lot of stuff with that money. But I don't know exactly what he did because it was none of my business. That was his settlement, not mine. But the thing is, what I'm getting at is that he put some money in front of me. I won't tell you how much it was. Now, I'm terrible at math. Math, to me, is the worst fucking subject there is. If you don't know it, then you get robbed every day. If you do know it, you'll get robbed every day. I've had my ass beat so many times over timetables. It's a wonder I got skin on my ass left, to tell you the truth. So, math and me, we ain't tight worth a damn. I still hate math. But anyway, I was trying to learn my math problems. So, my dad put this money in front of me and said, everything you count on this counter is yours. Now, any other kid my age at the time would have been like, shit, bet. And counted everything on this counter. Well, I did not do that. And instead of keeping it in-house and, you know, just saying that I was crazy for not doing that and stuff like that, from my point of view, it was a test. Now, if I was bad at math and everything, I would not be able to count this money that's on this counter. Now, if I would have went through all this money and started counting left and right, 1, 2, 3, my dad would have beat my ass right there in the kitchen, because that's exactly where we were. Because my dad was not part with no damn money. Sorry. I love my father to death. And I wish him rest in peace every damn day. But that day was a test. And I think about that now. And if I would have counted it, yeah, I would have got the opposite of the money. So, you know, I hate math. I really do. But either way, ladies and gentlemen, you will be getting your tax return back, however much it is. However much it is, though, if you know you got something that's due, it's got, like, due notice and final warning and gonna kick your ass if you don't come and do this and whatever. Got people coming to your door running to break your ankles and everything because you ain't paying. Pay your fucking bills. That's what the refund is for. It's not to go out and gallivant with your girls or your boys and buying drinks up in the damn club and all that type of bullshit. Unless you're young and don't give a shit. If you're my age, then you should be more responsible than that. But big money makes people really dumb sometimes. Because they see all this money, it's like, wow, this is a lot of damn money. Wow, this was crazy. Hey, those rims over there cost like $1,000 a piece. Let's go get them. So instead of doing what you're supposed to do, especially with your car, you go out and buy $3,000 rims to put them on a Pinto because you just want to look cool. You want to look badass. You want to be on fleek and all that bullshit. Well, yeah, that's great. That's awesome. Be on fleek. You know, hey, you my guest. Get a paint job while you're at it. But if I see you in the street driving one of these souped up Impalas or Caprices or wherever the hell you drive with all this shit on there, and you ain't got one tag on this son of a bitch, I hope a cop pulls your ass over. I really do. Because that is ridiculous. Yeah, you can do all this shit gradually. Get the paint job gradually. Get these rims gradually. Work on your fucking engine gradually. But if you got bills due, the mailman's hunting your ass down like the fucking Terminator to give you this damn final notice letter, then pay your fucking bills. Tags are one of those. If you like driving, that is. And it's gotten to the point where it's not even funny any damn more. How the hell are you going to drive around with tags that's falling off the damn car that date back to like October of last fucking year? Yeah, the year has been bad on everybody, including myself. But even I, before any of the shit hit it, went and took my wife and my car to get our tags. That's all you gotta do. Part with some of the damn money that you just got back. Don't stop being an asshole. Okay? Jeez. You can get food after you pay your tax. Okay, you can go out and get a new refrigerator after you get the tax. Pay your bills. Do something. Do something responsible. Grow some balls. Grow whatever the hell women got. Whatever. Because it doesn't make any sense that you got this money in your hand and the first thing you want to do is go to casino. Why? Casinos are going to be like, oh, hell yeah, we got one. And you ain't going to see a goddamn bit of it back. Playing craps on the crap table, you will crap out every fucking time. Play slot machines, same thing. You can sit there all damn night and won't even know it. Before you know it, dead broke. Gotta wait till next year. Then you want to be mad. Oh, man, I'm mad as a motherfucker, man. I didn't even get no gas. That's your fucking fault. You had buku fucking dollars to do what you had to do and need to do, but you decided to go down to Harrods and blow it all. Congratulations, you're a fucking moron. I don't feel sorry for you. I really don't. And then you want to go up and get these cars and, you know, you get your little amps in the back seat and the trunk or whatever the hell you put it at. You know, get your little, you know, little rims on there to shine up and everything and just looking like the shit. Well, without the tags, you ain't shit. Okay? That's my saying. But seriously, they send out W-2s for a reason. So you can pay your tax or your taxes from the money that you get from your tax, from your W-2 or whatever hell this it is. Because it doesn't make any sense that you have this money and you know shit's about to be cut off left and damn right. But you rather go out and take all you and your girl and three of your damn friends to Red Lobster because that's top of the line and shit. What the hell? Okay? And that's not just African Americans. That's anybody. I seen an old grandpa driving a damn, 2003 Sierra. Beautiful truck. Black color, black rims, everything. Just, damn. And he had tags from October of last fucking year. I had seen one I seen a guy with tags that dated back to my birthday. My fucking birthday. So, there's no excuse for that. It really isn't. I went to a DMV and stood out of my damn car, freezing my ass off to get inside to do what I did. I don't have no problem with that. I knew I had to do it. Because I'm not about to be pulled over nothing besides being an African-American driving a car in a strange neighborhood. Who will liable to get shot. That's it. Okay? So, that doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. And to have that many people go through that and, I mean, they know that their tags are bad. They know it. Their paper tags are destroyed and are expired. And cops now, especially with Black Lives Matter going on, anytime a cop pulls you over for like speeding, which you know you were speeding, but you just want to be black, you get pulled over and they automatically ask you for your license registration, which is their job. Not to say I'm making excuses for you damn cops, but sometimes it's like, you know they're going to pull your ass over, right? No, man, I'm good. Okay. Got you. And next thing you know, white lights, red lights. Just, you know, there's no excuse for it. So, again, when you get your money, however much it is, short or long, if you have something in your house, whether it be a light bill, gas bill, water bill, every fucking bill you have in there, your mortgage, whatever, and you have the money to pay these damn things, pay the goddamn bills. Everything else you can worry about later. Get your tags. You ain't got to worry about it no more. But, as with everything I say and everything I do, no one will ever fucking listen to me anyway. You have to learn the fucking hard way. And then you will blame every damn behind their grandma for you not doing your own thing. Which is also bullshit. But I know some few months from now, I'll be seeing, you know, somebody with tinted windows and got a Mazda 6 or whatever all these top of line cars and not a goddamn tag on it. At least a new one, that is. So I've seen enough ones that they were dating back to last month and they're late too. But when I see ones from October, and April, and August, and everything else, I'm like, what in the fuck is going on here? But somebody say something to you, you want to stick your damn mouth out, man. You need to leave me know about this, man. Shit. I'm trying to get my tax. You had the chance to do it when you got your fucking taxes. Refund. Refund your ass to the DMV and refund you some fucking tax. Because I'm going to tell you this now. If one person without toe tags taps my car or my truck, my ass is going through the fucking windshield. Because I'm like, fuck you. You want to drive it out on damn tax? Okay, you won't pay me then. Because I don't like risking people's lives like that. Yeah, you might be the most responsible person in the entire damn world, but you ain't got enough responsibility to kick your ass to the DMV and stand in the line just like every fucking body else and pay your tax. So, I'm not a judge, I'm not a jury, I'm not an executioner. But when somebody points out something that you should even know, and you get mad about it because they pointed out to you, the person that should know it, then you shouldn't be mad at all. Because the way I see it is, you had a chance to do that, but you didn't do it. You wanted to go out and buy a 50 or 60 inch television with the PS5 playing Madden 14, 15, wherever the fuck it is that you're playing now. And, you know, you ain't got no furniture in your house. Your lights and gas are damn near off. And you ain't got no tags in your car. You had all this fucking money to do that. But your ass is so damn greedy that you were going to risk your own, you know, house and car and everything else and probably your freedom to get a new PS5. Priorities, people. And if you are grown, and what I mean by grown, my age and older, and you're still doing the same shit that you did when you were in your 20s and your 30s, you really need to grow up too. Be responsible. Shit. Take your ass down to DMV, be pissed off just like everybody else. Like, oh God, I gotta stand in line, I gotta sit in a chair, everything. Yeah, I experienced all that. And I still got my fucking tags. Wasn't happy about it, but I did. Did the same thing for my wife's car. Didn't like it either. But even that, and this is the kicker, I didn't even do that on tax day. I did it from working. So, sum up to just do the shit. And trust me, when you do it, you'll feel so much freedomer than you were when you didn't have them. I'm serious. You can actually drive down the street with a cop behind you, and like I said, the only reason why they pull you over is because you drove 1 mile over the speed limit and you're a darkie. So my case is, go to the DMV when you get your refund. If you're gonna get a damn car, and get some tags for it. Don't be gallivanting around with your boys and girls and everything, driving down the highway doing 100 with no fucking tags on your car. Because you're asking a state patrolman to pull your stupid ass over and ask you why you're driving 100 miles an hour without no tags. Not because you're black, not because you're white, but because you ain't got no tags in this car. That's all it is. But, again, my word will go unnoticed. And you will go out and do whatever you want to. Free country, you can do what you want. But do not say, I did not warn you. Please don't say that. Nobody told me nothing. Hello. Roberto told you this. Pay your taxes. Get your refund. Get your tax. Pay your bills. I feel like a damn owl. Or a parrot. Sorry. So just do it. Don't be so greedy. Really. You want to do, if you have some money left over after you do all that, then you can do whatever the fuck you want to do. But you know everything is due in your damn house. You know your tags are due in your car. Just pay the motherfuckers. Yeah, you'll probably have broke by the time it's all over, but you will feel like you accomplished something. that nobody can fuck with you because everything on your car is legal. They can't turn off shit because all your bills are paid. So from my point of view, that's a win fucking win. You ain't got to fuck with me because I already paid this. So go on about your business. A guy across the street ain't paid his bill in 20 years. Go fuck with him. Don't fuck with me. And basically, that's probably what I would be doing with my, you know, tax return. I'll probably take my wife out to dinner or something. But either way, I know I've done it. And I know I paid everything in the damn house. So I ain't got to worry about it. But that is my word. So with that being said, this is your boy Roberto for the Black Hand Podcast. Please join me tomorrow when I talk about something you may or may not like. And I will see you guys down the road. Go pay your damn W-2, take your W-2s and get your refund and do some responsible shit with it. Because if you don't, then basically you screwed yourself. That's all I gotta say. So, you have a nice night. God bless.